Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
That's right, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here along with Joe Truini, and I know we're going to have some fun today. I've already been talking to my buddy Joe a few minutes ago, and we got a lot of things up our sleeve. Funny things, things that'll make you happy, and also things that'll provide you more information that you need to really have the best-looking house on the block. Joe, so glad you're with me again.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be here. Yeah, we had to get a head start on this show because there's so much, before you flipped on the microphones, because there's so much to get to, including, welcome everyone to February 22nd. This is George Washington's birthday. He was born on this date.
Wow.
I think it was 1732.
Wow.
So happy. He was the original GW.
That's right.
Happy birthday, George, and welcome everyone to the show. If you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
Absolutely. So easy to get in touch with us. You can call us on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-946-4420, or send us an email anytime you wish. Today'sHomeowner.com/ask. I'll tell you what, something that's we're about to introduce to you here in just a little while that Joe actually came up with, and I think it's such a clever idea. You know, first of all, when you have any kind of home improvement project or anything that you might be taking on, it can be a little overwhelming when you make out your list and realize how much is involved in a particular project. But if you break it down and you make it, you know, put everything in bite-sized pieces, it all of a sudden becomes quite an easier, more obtainable task, and certainly something that can actually be construed as a challenge. And Joe, tell us all about this really great idea on the 7-day decluttering challenge. Everybody can benefit from this.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to talk about how to sort of organize your house. This is a great time of year, right? Most of us are stuck indoors. We're not spending a lot of time outside here in the middle of February. And so I thought we could have a 7-day decluttering challenge, meaning every day for 7 straight days, you're going to do something in your home. And these are relatively small, quick little organizational projects that shouldn't, depending on the size of your house, I mean, it really shouldn't take more than 10 or 15 minutes, even less in some cases. So here they are. We're going to very quickly go through all 7. And you can do them, you know, you don't have to do them this week, you can do them next week, whenever. But I would challenge you to do them in 7 consecutive days, because what will happen at the end of just 1 week, you'll notice considerable difference. And it's not taking an entire weekend. It's not taking a whole month to try to clean your house. It's just organizing. So here you go. Day 1.
And first of all, we do want to remind you that every single bit of this information will be available to you right now at todayishomeowner.com/radio. You may want to print it out, put it on the refrigerator, and kind of, start following along, get the family involved in it and so forth.
Sure.
And talk about posting it on the refrigerator. That's where the challenge starts.
That's right. Everything starts in the kitchen, right? So first, day 1, empty the refrigerator. And I'm talking empty the entire refrigerator. Go through every single shelf, every single drawer, discard any old food, anything that's been sitting, condiments. Take a look at the condiments that are probably on the door of your refrigerator. You might not even know you have them. Or what I discovered recently is I had like 2 bottles of ketchup, both half empty. I'm not sure how that happened. But, so go through the refrigerator. Then if you have a pantry or a pantry cabinet, clean and reorganize that. Again, you'll find the same thing. You'll have several of the same items that you keep buying, not realizing they're in there. Get rid of anything you don't need. Donate it. Day 3, clear out the kitchen sink cabinet.
Oh,
when was the last time you crawled under there? You'd be surprised.
There's some things. You know what my wife puts under there? We have a kind of a corner configuration in our current house. So there's like this void way back in there. And
right.
For some reason, she's always put flower vases in there. Now, you know, over the years, and of course, me being the big romantic that I am, she receives a lot of flowers. And
That's why the vases are hidden in the back deepest corner
of
the cabinet.
So now I just give her flowers and she can put her own vase in there. So anyway, but there's so many of those back in there, you know, the collector items in there. So I know that's one of the things that I'll be pulling out on day 3.
Good. Yeah. And if you have children in the house, that's really, you know, you want to make sure there's nothing in there that can harm a child. So you want to clear out.
But it would be convenient, since they're smaller, to send them up in there. See?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's a little awkward to get up. So you say, get in there and clear everything out, and don't touch the Ajax cleaning fluid.
If they're not out at the end of the 7-day challenge, go get them.
Right, it's good.
Okay, so that was day three. Day four, go through all bookshelves. You look around your house, bookshelves, cabinets, magazines, donate all unwanted books. Here in Roxbury, Connecticut, where I live, the local library collects books every Saturday for a certain time of the year, and then they have a book sale. It's a great way to get rid of old books. Day five, clean out clothes closets. And again, depending on the size of your house and if you have a lot of children, you know, this might take, you know, half a day, but it shouldn't take much longer than that. Quickly go through the closet, and again, anything you've not worn like in a year or so, get rid of it. You're never going to miss it.
That's right.
It's
absolutely
right. And again, donate all unwanted shoes and clothing. Day six, empty and clean bath vanity cabinets and medicine chests. And again, you'll be going to find items in there. You're not even going to remember. It might be a prescription with your name on it. And it's like, what was this for and why did I need it?
Right, yeah.
And I'm not really sure. In fact, maybe Danny, you know this question. There was some debate about what you do with old prescriptions. People used to flush it down the toilet, but then it was getting into the stream, you know, the water stream rivers and everything, and harming wildlife. So I guess you can bring it back to the doctor, throw it out in regular trash. I'm not really sure, but in any case, you can talk to your medical professional and see what they recommend. Mm-hmm. But you clean out in the vanity cabinet, the same thing. And then the last day, organize one kid's room. Again, you know, if you have three kids, you don't have to do all three. Just take one room, the messiest one, I suspect, and organize that room. Donate all unwanted toys and books. You know, again, go through the child's closet. You're going to find clothes that he or she outgrew many months ago. And so there you go. Those are the seven challenges. And again, we'll have Brandon, the producer, will post this online, so you'll see the seven day challenge. And we'll look forward to hearing from anyone who undertook this challenge and completed it.
Definitely. And we'll be checking, especially with our engineer Dennis, to make sure he is adhering to the challenge. No, we'll check with his wife.
Maybe check with his wife
to make sure that Barb says that everything is going well. But you think
day one, put Dennis to work. Day two, find Dennis.
That's right. So you know, you think about it, you know, and you think about what Joe just discussed here. None of these projects are very big or lengthy or take a lot of time and everything. And you know you'll feel good each and every one that you do, that you're becoming a little more organized. And you know, just things just like the refrigerator. When you open the refrigerator and you have it cleaned and organized well, you really know, you can see what's in there. And so it's less likely for things to get old and not be used if you can see them. But when you got things stacked on top of everything and you're trying to dig through it, you're just going to miss a few things. And this way, you can get a lot more organized on each and every aspect.
And that goes for the freezer, too, by the way. I didn't mention it specifically. When I say refrigerator, I meant refrigerator and freezer, because you'd be surprised what artifacts you might find buried in the back, a frozen chunk of who knows what.
Once you chisel away all of the ice and say, oh, oh, I remember that. That was 2014 was a really nice year for this piece of meat, but not anymore.
That's why they have those little labels sort of printed on those Ziploc bags. You're supposed to write the date. I don't know if anybody actually does that, but you might find something from like 1995 still in your freezer.
Well, great. All right. Good information there, Joe. And we'll remind you about the 7-day decluttering challenge as we go along. And again, you can find, print out a copy online right now at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Also coming up this hour, we're going to talk about a homeowner that would like to maybe change their life up a little bit on the outside of their home, going from an electric light to a gas light, if it's feasible. What's involved in that? Is it practical? We'll give you our take on that and explore a little bit of that as well.
And we're also going to be talking to a homeowner who just purchased an old farmhouse. It's a beautiful old house that they want to rescue. But like most old farmhouses, it's very drafty and very energy inefficient. So we're going to discuss some ideas how to button up that house and save them some energy costs.
I remember the first house my brother bought was an old farmhouse, one of the old dog run houses that a lot of the southern areas of the country have.
Dog run houses. Now, what is that
exactly? House or a dog trot house, where you basically have two rooms with a walkway through the middle of it. Hence the name, the dog running back and forth. The hallway is actually an exterior hallway. You have a front porch, you have a back porch, and you have the pass-through down the middle of it.
Oh.
And you generally will have basically you have two exterior doors. One side is for sleeping. The other side is for living. Wow. Then you continue out the back and you'll have a little walkway and you'll have another little building out there that is the kitchen. Because in the old days with
case of a fire,
wood stoves and so forth, if it burned down, well, you didn't ruin and lose your whole entire house. And and also it had a fireplace on each side. Now, that all sounds good, but no insulation, no work, right. No caulk, cracks everywhere. You couldn't put enough wood in that fireplace to make it through the night. So that's a traditional, typical type of old farmhouse that really needs a lot of help. So
that's why the dog was running back and forth trying to stay warm.
Trying to stay warm, exactly. Hey, we've got a lot that we're going to share with you right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance, pet-proof, life-proof, and right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of $1 or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're so happy to be with you each and every week here on today's Homeowner Radio that's heard coast to coast on all kinds of great radio stations, just like this one, WUVR AM 1490 in Lebanon, New Hampshire.
And a special shout out to General Manager Matt Cross. Thank you, Matt, for putting us on the air there. Lebanon, Danny, is located in West Central New Hampshire, right on the Connecticut River and across the state line from Vermont. It was founded on July 4th, 1761, exactly 15 years to the day before the first U.S. Independence Day. It's the second largest city in the county, and it's home to the Dartmouth College Medical School. So a lot going on up there. It's a beautiful part of the state, too.
And like we've talked about before, it's so nice when you're up in the area of New England there and being able to you could probably see three or four states in a day and enjoy it, you know, and the coastline, unbelievable. Some of the areas up there with that jagged coastline and just goes for miles and miles. But a special hello to everybody listening in that part of New Hampshire. We certainly appreciate you carrying the show and spending some time with us each and every weekend. We want to hear from you. It's pretty easy. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. And send us an email anytime. We're going to get to a lot of our emails here in just a little bit. You can send one to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to join Jan, who is with us right now, and a pretty good question there. Jan, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Well, what kind of a project do you have on your mind there?
So I have natural gas that's already installed in my house for like my fireplace and water heater. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, I would like to have the outside light for my garage, the gas lantern. They're electric now. Could I take those out and have gas lines run to those lights or to lanterns to have the natural gas lanterns outside there?
Okay.
Is that doable? Is it really costly?
Jan, are these on posts or these are mounted to the garage wall itself?
They are on the garage wall themselves. I have a brick home.
Okay.
Well, it all depends on that the routing on how easy it would be to route that, probably be a 3/8 inch copper flexible copper line in order to get to them. There's two things there and two ends of the solution, one being getting it to that location so that that exterior light can be removed, the pipe routed down through the wall. And then, of course, the other end, you've got to get back to a gas supply in some way so that you can put a small regulator on it and to be able to run those out there. And they can split off the lines to get to those too. So it really, that's going to be the answer to the cost, because it can be done, no doubt about it, but some situations would be far more costly than other. So I would get a plumber that does a lot of residential work and a lot of renovation work and have them take a look at it. Maybe very simple if there's a gas line available nearby, but you hate to have something, or I always hate to have something running down the side of my house.
Right.
You know, you'd rather have all of that look as if it was part of the original construction. But I will have to say, you know, I had this on and still have it on the outside, right at my front door. And, of course, there's two different ways to deal with gas. One, you have the mantle in there, the what do you call that, like a wick or something, Joe?
Yeah, well, it's called the mantle, yeah.
And that really intensifies the light considerably. The one I had outside my house was just really just the
open flame.
The open flame.
Right.
And there was no light. I mean, yes, it was nice looking, provided a nice flickering light and so forth, but you would stumble over your own feet because it was so dark. So I would, you know, think about that is, you want that light, you need that light outside the garage. I would go with the mantle type, but the thing about this now, it stays on all the time. So that gas meter is running all of the time, unless you have some type of lighting system, which I'm not sure that that's available in that, but you have to think about, that aspect of making that change.
That's a thought. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. It runs all 24 hours.
Yeah, and Danny's right, Jan. That's one thing. If you need the light, then you have to use the mantle. If you just want the, but then of course the mantle doesn't look like an old-fashioned gas lantern with the flame. So then you go, okay, then I want the flame. Well, that's great. It looks terrific, but then you can't see the pathway or whatever. So it depends if these are more decorative as opposed to functional, these two lamps you have on your garage, because I'd hate to have you go through all this expense and then you have to put in the mantles and it's like, well, that just looks like a bright light glowing. It could be LED for all you know from the street, you know? So yeah, that's something to take into consideration.
More often than not,
people are actually converting old gas lights to electric, and I suppose, which are LED mostly these days, and I'm guessing you've seen all the LED lights that are supposed to look like flames and aren't particularly happy with them. Is that right?
Yeah, they're not very pretty.
Yeah, they're not very pretty. That's the problem, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I still need functional as well.
Well, if the question is, can it be done? Yeah, it can be done, but the cost is going to depend on, as Danny said, how far they have to run this and how easy it is to get gas to the location.
Well, I appreciate that. You gave me some things I didn't think about. Forgot about functionality. I was looking at aesthetics. So,
well, I certainly hope we were able to shed some light on the particular question.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much.
Oh, Joe just closed his eyes and just shook his head. So, okay. Oh, Jan.
Pun Master Danny.
Thanks so much for being with us here on the show. If we can help you in the future, you let us know.
Thank you.
Okay, our pleasure. Oh, boy, I couldn't help myself,
That's
Joe.
That's all right.
All right, let's see. How about an email here? Boy, we've got a lot of them. We appreciate you sending those wonderful emails to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Praskesh Patel in Dallas, Texas, recently asked, I had a new tile floor installed in my kitchen and adjacent dining area, a total of about 800 square feet. Now some of the tiles have popped loose, a few are cracked, and many sound hollow when we walk across them. The tiles are on a concrete slab, so I don't think that's the problem. What should I do now? Oh, boy. You know what I think that is most of the time, Joe, and this is from my experience in doing a lot of bathrooms over the years, especially recently on our television show, if you're not careful and you're putting that thin set down and you let that thin set get too dry and you set that tile on it, it is not soaking up in that grain of that tile and not adhering to it. And it may look good, you may grout it and everything will be fine, but it's just not stuck to the floor. I find that's the biggest problem when you have movement and that hollow sound. What do you think?
Yeah, the hollow sound is always an installation problem. Either the installer did not put down enough thin set and didn't fill all the space underneath it. So if you tap on it or walk on it, you hear a hollow sound. And of course, that would cause it to pop up and to crack because it's not supported properly. Or if they're using a thin set that was diluted too much, you know, and put in a little too much water. Or if they're not using the right size notch trowel. And sometimes, you know, people are like, why do you need notches? Why don't you just spread it out nice and thick and plop it down there? Well, what the notches create is airspace. So when you press down that tile and squeeze out that air, it actually creates a vacuum that holds that in place. And that's why any good tile installer, every maybe 20 tiles or so that he lays, he'll put one down and he'll pop it up just to make sure that the underside, I think it has to have like 90% adhesion, meaning mortar on 90% of the tile. And if you don't, you're going to end up with this problem. And cracked tiles can be caused by many other problems, including, you know, if there's any shifting in the slab or plywood subfloor or whatever. So unfortunately, the only cure here is to pull them all up that are damaged or popped and reset them correctly.
Exactly. Yeah, you hate to hear that. That's why it's so important to make sure that you have all of the knowledge and really read as much as you can before you start any project. And if you're about to tackle a tile problem, I'll tell you a great source. My buddy Joe Truini has written one of the best ceramic tile and tile in general books that you're going to find anywhere, and you can find it on Amazon right now. My buddy Joe Truini will be glad to give you all the information you need to make your tile project successful. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Newtone. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
And welcome back to the show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. Doing some of your own light plumbing chores can save you a lot of money, but it can also be fairly frustrating. That's why SharkBite developed their easy-to-use fittings, and the SharkBite Click Seal Toilet Connector takes them a step further. It's the easiest way to install a toilet line. Just slip it over the pipe, and the stainless steel teeth bite down and grip tight, while a specially formulated O-ring compresses to create a perfect seal. It works on copper, CPVC, or PEX pipe in any combination with no soldering, clamps, unions, or glue. Disassembly is just as fast using their simple disconnect tool, so fittings and valves can easily be changed and reused. They can even be rotated after assembly for easy installation in really tight places. The click seal technology also means there's no need for tools. Simply turn the click seal nut until it clicks and you have a secure seal. Plus, the fittings are corrosive resistant and rated up to 200 PSI. So to learn more about SharkBite's click seal toilet connector, log on to homedepot.com. Just last week, I got a text from my daughter, one of my daughters, saying, can we FaceTime? And I said, sure, and I knew what that meant. There was some home improvement problem on the other end. And her and her boyfriend are remodeling. He bought a house recently, and she came over there to help him on some of the renovation of a bathroom. And they had the pipes coming up, and it was copper, and they didn't know how to solder and didn't know what to do. And I said, go get a SharkBite kit and come back in, put it on there. Then you can tear all the other plumbing out because they're going to, you know, relocate a few things. And they did that, and I got a text back probably 20 minutes later, SharkBite connection success. So it worked out.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I've been using SharkBite connectors for years now. This is brand new. I've not used this one. And if you have any plumbing project and you're not into soldering, you can't solder, you don't know how or whatever, you can use these instead. They just push them on and they lock, and that's it.
Yeah, you know? It works.
And they, you can disconnect them. It's not quite as easily as you might think, but they, you get the right tool. It comes with a tool. You force it in there, and you can take them off because I cut the pipe too long one time and I couldn't get it together. So I had to take the shark bite off, cut the pipe again, and slip it back on. So,
there you go.
Yeah, they're terrific.
Hey, we have another email here I want to get right to. This one's from Robert. This is kind of a neat thing. Said, my daughter Audrey and her fiance Jake have moved into an old farmhouse in Woodstock, Vermont. It's one of the oldest homes in Vermont. Now, they're young, and I'm looking for some solutions to tighten up the house for the winter months as they're spending about $400 a month for oil heat. We installed them a wood stove, but it doesn't seem to be working to reduce their heating bill.
The wind's probably blowing right through this house.
Yeah, that sounds so cold. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, whether you have an old farmhouse in Vermont or wherever that you may be experiencing high energy bills, all of it is just a little simple steps to kind of tighten up the envelope of the home. You hear us talk about it a lot, but it works on any type of home. So I think the first thing here is to choose a very good quality caulk and think about it. And we've used so much colored type caulk recently that matches the exact siding that you have on your house. Think about it. You know, if you put white caulk all over the place, which is the first thing a lot of people do, you got to touch all of that up or you'll see all of it. And by the time you touch it up, you end up just about painting the whole house. But with a colored type caulk that's available in over 200 colors, that's the way to attack it. Get you a case of caulk. It's 12 tubes, good quality caulk gun, and seal up every crack you can find, particularly around windows and doors, around hose bibs, around dryer vents. Any of those type of areas is the first step. And Joe, I would suspect on an older home like this, assuming the windows are original or very old either way, they probably are experiencing a lot of drafts just because the windows themselves are just somewhat obsolete. The window roll-on kits or the window insulating kits is pretty good for an older farmhouse like that.
Yeah, that was the first thing I was going to say is go to the windows, because windows are the least energy efficient spot in any home, even if they're new windows. So put up storm windows if you don't have them. I suspect if this is an old house, someone probably had storm windows at one point. So find those if they're in a barn somewhere, and definitely put those up. And then also put on, in the kit Danny's talking about, you've probably, most people have probably seen them. It's clear plastic. It sticks to the inside of the window and you hit it with a blow dryer and it just sort of shrink wraps. Of course, the window's not operable because it's behind plastic, but you know, come spring, you can pull off the plastic and open up the window. But that does a great job of sealing out drafts. And then the other places to check is any door, any exterior door, especially underneath it. Check all the weather stripping. These are things you can do very quickly, very affordably. You know, we're not talking about pulling off all the drywall and insulating. You'll have to do that later down the road somewhere. But at this point, you just want to stop the wind from whistling through. So go to the windows and go to the doors and seal those up with weather stripping and caulk.
And also, one of the best monies that you can spend on a house, if you're talking about that good old ROI, return on your investment of that home improvement dollar, more insulation. If you're looking in that attic right now, any insulation, no matter where you live in the country, if you don't have at least 14 to 15 inches of insulation, regardless of what type it is, you need more insulation, and many, many homes just simply do not have enough. It's very easy to buy unfaced insulation where you don't have the paper on it, roll it right out. It does a great job to provide that blanket of insulation so that you're not losing all of that oil heat that you have there, and it's rising and escaping and not benefiting you. Here you can kind of trap it and end up with a much cozier home. And I would imagine, Joe, by now with how we've had some cold weather in different parts of the country over this last month or so, that people are pretty tired of those high bills.
Yeah, well, and especially, you know, in Vermont where it stays cold pretty late, you know, up in Woodstock. So, you know, they're not going to be flipping the heat off in March or even April probably. So they have a few more months of those high bills. So, yeah, just button it up as much as you can right now. Then come spring, you can really attack the house and maybe start stripping off interior, maybe even exterior walls and checking for insulation. I suspect the insulation in that house is lacking. Might be horse hair and newspaper. Who knows what's
behind could be.
This.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it. And hey, if you were with us earlier, you heard about our challenge that we provided to you, our 7-day decluttering challenge. We'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. And also, we've got some great tips that came in this week from homeowners all over the country that listen to the show. We love getting those, and we're going to share them with you in just a few minutes right here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner Radio is the right place to get the most practical and realistic advice for your home. Danny and Joe will be right back.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Kill mold and mildew with one simple spray. Wet and Forget Indoor Mold and Mildew Disinfectant Cleaner. Just spray, wait 10 minutes, then wipe clean. You're done. Use it in the bathroom, kitchen, basement, attic to clean, deodorize, and disinfect. Wet and Forget Indoor Mold and Mildew Disinfectant Cleaner. No scrubbing, no bleach, no fumes. Get Wet and Forget Indoor at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Bonding heavy materials to vertical surfaces requires an adhesive with grabbing power you can trust. Titebond's Ultimate Tight Grab Adhesive is an advanced formula with twice the initial vertical bond strength of most other similar adhesives. Just press the work into place and go. Tight Grab, the game-changing adhesive that lets you bond heavy materials to vertical surfaces with confidence. Available at select Lowe's locations, visit tightbond.com for details.
Bath fans aren't just for the bathroom anymore. Moisture and poor air quality can affect any room in the house. Home gyms, nurseries, and craft rooms are just a few places you might find moisture, allergens, and toxins. Poor indoor air can lead to health issues. Braun has a wide variety of humidity and motion sensing ventilation fans, and for the music lover, an exhaust fan with Bluetooth technology and speakers that let you sing along to your favorite tunes. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun Newtone, come home to fresh air.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips.
We're so happy for you to be with us each and every week here on Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we always have a lot of fun, and we hope that you're able to get the type of information that you want and that you need to make sure that you have the best looking house on the block. And you can always reach out to us through our 800 toll-free line, 800-946-4420. Send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And also you can reach out to us on all of the social media platforms that we work with Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, as well as if you'd like to send me something through Twitter, you can do so at Danny Lipford. And I wanted to share with you a few of the things that we received this week. This one came in from Sawaki in Washington, Illinois. We talked a while back about portable generators. We talk a lot about that, and so important that if you're using a portable generator that you use it safely. He mentions here, just wanted to mention a cost-effective way to safely wire a portable generator into your home is an interlock that most brand name brake panels have available. If it allows only one source of power to the bus bars, it's much less labor intensive than running the electrical for several different circuits that you want to power and allow you to decide which circuits you want to energize to your situation. You mentioned overloading the generator. You can avoid it with this type of load meter. A little bit complicated there, Joe, but yeah. The overall concept there is a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I think he was referring to a discussion we had a couple of weeks ago about using a portable generator to, you know, a caller or a homeowner had phoned in about using a portable generator to, you know, power her house while she was during a blackout. And we talked about a transfer switch. And a transfer switch allows you to do that. And what this homeowner is talking about is a slightly less complicated and less expensive way to do that. But the way a transfer switch works is it's wired into your existing panel, the main electrical panel, and it provides you with usually four to six, sometimes as many as 10 or 12, depending on which transfer switch you buy. You can plug in your generator outside, and that will supply power to the transfer switch, and then you can flip on whatever circuit you want. Obviously, you want the most important circuits, you know, running your refrigerator and freezer when the power's out, your heat, your well pump, that kind of thing. So if you have any questions about any of this, you really should talk to an electrical engineer or at least a licensed electrician to see what you need. But always run those portable generators outside, never in an enclosed space, including a garage with the door open.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Hey, here's some more information here. This actually came through the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. Encourage you to drop by the Today's Homeowner Facebook page, and you'll be surprised at how much information that you can read there. And things are being posted every single day, several times a day. And this was in reference to an article that was written about the importance of testing a popcorn ceiling for asbestos before you start the removal of it. Barbara mentions, I read the article, and I'm wondering, how does one test a ceiling for asbestos, and would a textured but not popcorn ceiling have asbestos? And we had somebody refer to that and says, yes, there are kits that you can use to test this. They're, you know, homeowner type kits. And here's another one from Laura. Mentions asbestos was banned in the late 1970s for popcorn ceilings. A house built slightly after that potentially could have some asbestos in the popcorn, but after that should be asbestos free after the early 80s. I've removed most of the popcorn ceilings in my home, and I researched it. So luckily mine was built in the 90s, so it was safe. Now, another from Rob mentions to Barbara, said, if you don't disturb it, it's never going to be a problem. Most older homes have numerous coats of paint. The biggest issue is the heating duct that were manufactured using asbestos in the 60s and prior to that. So, you know, that asbestos lingering in the house, you hear that a lot with issues with the flooring, the tile flooring, older flooring.
Yeah, little linoleum.
A little bit of asbestos in the glue there and that type of thing. But the encapsulation of it is accepted. But when you're doing a popcorn ceiling, you are really disturbing it. And that's where the keeping it nice and wet with the popcorn textured solution that we recommend, and you can find on todayshomeowner.com, that helps it, that keeps it from becoming dusty and airborne, but still precautions have to be taken in order to make sure that you're removing it properly.
Yeah, Rob is correct that if it's undisturbed, asbestos does not pose any kind of health hazard, but who knows, it's always going to be undisturbed when the term is friable. When it's friable, meaning it's airborne, there's particles, you know, maybe a kid and the house throws a ball around, hits the ceiling, and some of that stuff comes down. You don't want to be breathing it. So yeah, I would call in, you know, if you do the test kit and you get a positive result, I would call in an abatement specialist, let them handle it. They have all the right equipment, and they'll make sure that all that dust gets sucked out of your house, not leaving it behind.
like they say, and I hear it all the time.
What's that?
That dude Joe is pretty smart.
That dude. All right, I'll go with that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you.
I've been called worse by Danny.
Well, I'll tell you. After...
No, I've been called worse by you.
Yeah.
So that dude is okay.
Well, I tell you, over the years of all the research that you've done for all the hundreds and hundreds of articles you've written for all the different very well-known magazines as well as websites, you can't help but retain some of that knowledge, right?
Yeah, some of it sticks. A lot of it pours out both ears, but what sticks, I try to share with our listeners.
Well, that certainly makes it easy for me, because if I don't know the exact answer to a question, I can always say, what do you think about that, Joe? So that certainly is a good fallback plan for me. I appreciate that, and I'm sure you as a listener of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show appreciates that as well. We've got a lot more information to share with you, including a really cool, simple solution. It's going to be coming up right after this break, so don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this one. Stay with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
There's never been a better time to be a doer. Not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Brone Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Brone under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And it is that time of the hour where we visit Joe on the simple solution. And I'd also remind you on todayshomeowner.com, our website, /simple solution. There's over 500 video versions of the simple solution waiting on you right now. And I guarantee you, it's just like the old potato chip commercial. You just can't watch one. You're going to watch more one after the other, after the other. Joe, have you ever been compared to a potato chip?
No, but the good thing is, no matter how many simple solutions you view or read, you're not going to ever have to go to the cardiologist because of it.
So that's right, exactly.
These are low-fat tips.
That's right. Matter of fact, Joe, I saw one. I saw one somewhere and kind of modified the idea I want to share with you.
Okay.
That has to do with a sponge. Uh-huh. And the very popular glass sliding doors. I'll share that with you a little bit later. But right now, you share with us a simple solution for the week.
Okay, Dan, here you go. You know when you're using a tape measure to take dimensions and then cut a piece of wood or a pipe or whatever you're cutting, you take the dimension, and of course, then you have to remember it. So what do? So when you get to the saw, you're cutting it to the correct length. So you could, you know, take out a notepad, or some people can write it on the back of their hand, or scrap of wood or sheetrock or whatever. Here's a much easier way. What you do is you take your tape measure, and most tape measures have a decal with the brand name on it. And just, if you need to, you can heat it up. But ordinarily, if you just take a putty knife, you can scrape it off. So you're going to scrape off that decal from the side of your tape measure, then clean the surface. You can use solvent or Goo Gone or anything like that to remove this, any sticky residue. Then scuff it up. Take a piece of sandpaper, 120 or even 100 grit sandpaper, just scuff it up. What you're going to do is remove all the adhesive and create a roughened surface. And that slightly roughened surface will give the pencil something to bite into so you can write on it, because this is plastic and ordinarily it might be kind of slick. And that's it. So now you take your tape measure, you get the dimension, you write it right on the tape measure. Then you go over to the saw. You need to refer to it. It's right then and there. And you can write several of them. There's usually enough room to write several. And then you make your cut, right? And then the good thing is, because this is a roughened surface, you can erase the dimension. You can just erase it, and you're right back to a bare tape measure, ready to take the next measurement, and you can record it right there on the tape measure. You can't lose it. You can't forget it. You can still miscut it if you're not paying attention, but at least you have the correct dimension written down.
Yeah, that's a great simple solution, and again, definitely a solution to a lot of problems when you have all of those fractions in your head and you're walking back and forth and that type of thing. It's very frustrating and can make a project go a lot longer than it should if you're constantly having to remeasure and remeasure. So another great simple solution. Also want to remind you about something we mentioned earlier. Joe came up with a fantastic 7-day decluttering challenge. I would love for you to take this challenge and do a little bit of organizing and cleaning every single day. You can go right now to todayshomeowner.com/radio and see the different tasks for each of the 7 days. Very manageable, and you'll feel so good after you get all of those done. Well, that'll pretty much wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a radio station that does not carry the second hour, no problem. Head over to todayshomeowner.com and so that you don't miss a thing. And remember our podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast, or wherever you download your podcast. Now, I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We really appreciate you listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.